Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, we've got deep radio voices. Scott, let me get a test.
All right, here's a deep radio voice. You don't like it?
Tom Lucido Show.
Worst of the Week podcast.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Shut up with the noise!
It's the Rizzuto Show's Worst of the Week.
Well, how the hell are you?
I'm great. Yeah, everything's going swell over here.
It is the Worst of the Week podcast. The date today, Friday, whatever July it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 10th. And what a week, man. What a week. I said this on the big show this morning. On these three-day work weeks, it always feels like we've been here for 10 days.
Yeah, it always feels like five. I love it.
You were here for five, Scott. That's the thing. You were here for five.
No,
I'm talking about even those days when you're doing a rewind, when you come in here and
nice.
Just kind of steer the ship. It's a nice day to sit here, but doesn't it seem like forever?
It has been a very long week. You're right.
Like, I feel like we were off on Tuesday, and I feel like that was a month ago.
I think it's because two things. One, bought our washer and dryer, arrives next Monday, so we've been waiting for that thing to get in.
Your what?
A washer, you know?
Oh, so we bought a washer and dryer.
Yeah, actually just a washer, not a dryer. I don't know why I said that. But it's coming in on Monday, so we're waiting for that. You know, and
okay.
That's exciting because now we can actually get our clothes clean. And then the second thing is I bought a squirrel trap.
Oh, you got squirrelies?
Yeah, and I got to wait for that, too, to come in. So I'm just, you know, sitting
at
the door
doing a
all
lot of
day
waiting.
No one's coming.
I bought a new golf club this week, so I'm waiting to hit the links, as they say.
Nice.
I want to test her.
What
I want
number?
To test her out. It's a fairway wood.
Okay.
It's between a 3 and a 5. It's a hybrid.
Ooh, the hybrids. All right.
Yeah.
You don't need a tee for that.
Yeah. Well, okay, Scott. Yes, you're right. You don't need a tee for that. Yeah, man. I'll be 100% honest with you. Prepping for the big show, I don't have a whole lot of prep for this. Like, I really don't. But I didn't want to upset the wowzers. I didn't want to upset the wowzers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that we put out something for you guys. So this is going to be pretty basic. I feel kind of bad because I did not promote your gig this morning. You didn't remind me to promote your gig.
I apologize.
When I say, hey, anybody got anything else? That's when you're supposed to jump in and go, yeah, I'm at Big Richard's tomorrow at 11. Did you even remember?
I did, but I was working. Yeah, I was doing two things at once there. I was working on our stuff as well on the computer, so it's kind of went.
Well,
right,
Scott's going to be at Big Richard's, so if you're listening to this today, you're on your way home right now. Scott will be at Big Richard's on Saturday from 11 until noon.
Yep.
They've got some giveaways and stuff, and don't forget all this weekend at Big Richard's, buy one dog, get 50% off when you mention the point.
Yeah, and it's right next to Ruma's Deli there in the heart of St. Charles.
Nice.
And in fact, it's you'll know it because there's the big college. What's it called over there?
SWCC. Or not SWCC, that's in Illinois. St. Charles Community College.
No, the giant.
Lindenwood.
Lindenwood, thank you. Yeah, it's right behind
Jesus,
a couple
man.
Of blocks from Lindenwood. And you'll see this dog monument out front.
Okay.
And they named a hot dog after that dog. That dog traveled with Lewis and Clark across the country. And it's their dog named Seaman. So it's a cool,
There's a Seaman dog?
That was the name of their dog.
Wait, there is a hot dog at Big Richard's called the Seaman Dog?
Yeah, of course.
So named Big after, Richard's has a Seaman Dog.
Well, it's named after Lewis and Clark's pup, you know? It's a cool, hey.
Do they serve anything that resembles balls?
Oh, of course. They have these these donut balls.
Do they
that
really?
That they make there,
this
and they
incredible.
Are
these,
incredible.
These
their desserts
are
so good, dude.
These people are filthy, and I absolutely love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're
especially
amazing.
Because you're the endorser. That's what makes it even better, is it's all sexual innuendo,
oh,
and you're like the guy that like is probably the most uncomfortable one about it.
But
it's
no,
great.
What's really fun, though, is once you go in there, and I apologize, I can't remember his name, but there's the store manager. He's from New York, and he is one of the most fun, amazing presenters of food,
mm-hmm.
and he is so classy how he does it, but with all that ridiculous stuff he's
with all the innuendos, he's still being very classy.
Yes,
and very,
and he
yeah.
is so funny and so nice, and it's such a fun spot.
I'm gonna have to try it. I love me a good dog, man. I really do, and I love Steve's, and Steve's is a little far from Wentzville, so maybe Big Richard's is a little closer. So
yeah,
I'll check that out.
Way worth it.
This is something that I'm gonna put out to the Wowzers and the Wowzers alone. What I want you to do within the next couple of weeks here, I want you guys to send us an email, wow@1057thepoint.com, and I want you to come up with at least some ideas, or maybe you have some of your own thoughts on games that we could play on the Riz Show. Different games, fun games.
Like Monopoly.
Because you know, like, dude, as fun as it is and everything, like, okay, we're going to do, is it a firework or is it a porno? Or is it a wrestling move or is it a sex move? Or is 3 and 5 or matchup with Moon? I want to try and do some more fun things, some more fun games. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, trivia question answer. If you're like, hey, man, I think it'd be a really cool idea, like the electric shock finger game. That was a suggestion from a listener.
Yeah.
And so I went and I bought that game and we did it, and it's great. It's absolutely hilarious. So if you have any ideas as far as contests and games that we could play on the show, I want you to email them to wow@1057thepoint.com. Hell, if you've got an idea of a game that we could play on this show with just myself and Scott, or even bring in Moon or something, I'd love to hear about that too. So make sure that you're doing that. Make sure that you send us your ideas. I want to take a quick second. And I know I think I do this every time this happens, but I want to thank all of the listeners for still tuning in and participating and tweeting and downloading the podcast and hanging out with us when Riz is gone. And it's just the four of us in the studio. I really don't think that you guys truly know or understand or will ever understand. And that's fine, because you don't work in the industry, of how difficult it is to put on a 4-hour show. I know I take advantage of that from time to time, being, you know, sitting next to Riz and not sitting behind the desk, but it is a lot of work. And regardless of if me, quote unquote, hosting the show is not your favorite thing, if you absolutely love it, if you much rather Jeff do it or much rather Moon do it, It's very difficult, and it's awesome to get your guys' support. I know that even though it's 1, 2, 3 people out of the thousands upon thousands that listen every day that tweet shitty things to us during it, that still drives me crazy. It drives me insane. And there's one particular person who, no matter what I do, whether Riz is here or not, no matter what I do, they are not happy with it.
Yeah.
So, like, when you tweet us something and it starts like this, listen up. I've already turned off my listening ears. When you tweet, listen up. Or if somebody says, hey, man, listen up. Guess what, guys? I've stopped listening. You know?
Hey, pal, listen up.
Yeah, it's so condescending. It's such a shitty thing to say to somebody. But if you sit there and you just say, man, Patrico, I love you to death, man. I like the show way more when Riz is here. I can't wait till he's back. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's all good. But when you sit there and you say something along the lines of like, man, it's really sad that the guys have to do a 9 a.m. filler with best of rewinds because they can't do the show themselves. Have you ever thought that's not our call? That's not our call to do that. Maybe that's a suggestion from somebody that has said to us, hey, do this. Or guess what? Would you rather just us play rewinds all the time and do no live show? That can be arranged too. But all I'm trying to say is, and I'm not, and listen, and I know it sounds like I'm bitching, and I don't want it to come across as us bitching, but like, I want to come to that person's office and sit behind them. And when they're not answering an email and they're scrolling through Facebook or whatever, I'm going to go, why aren't you emailing? What's wrong with you? Listen up. You should, this is all filler here. You need to start doing data entry. What are you doing? Listen up. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that just drives me crazy, man. It drives me crazy.
This is where, okay, just, it's kind of like I have to do with whenever I do a rewind, no matter what happens. And Monday, Tuesday, went off perfect. Everything worked great. I even did all the live beds beautifully.
Yeah.
And traffic weather went fine. Hardly stumbled over words. It was great. But yet, I just don't look at Twitter in those days because all the complaints. And then I let you guys text me and tell me, well, this person's mad about that. This person said this. So it's just, I just choose to ignore Twitter and all these social media during this week.
I try to too, man, but it's human nature. Like, it's human nature that you want people to like you. Like, that nobody goes in this and going, and I know you'll hear from people, and you'll hear some people go like, I don't give a damn what they say about me. Yes, you do. Because if you didn't, you would not have Twitter.
Yeah.
You would not have Facebook. You would not have Instagram. You know, those things aren't just to share pictures. Because if I wanted to just share my photos, I would just send them to the people I care about. You want to post those pictures and then see what people are saying about them. You want that feedback. So that's what you kind of go towards.
Yeah, you do.
So
got to have those likes, baby.
Right. And it just absolutely kills me. Like, so somebody says like, wow, Riz is gone and the whole show goes to shit. Think about this, man. And I know that there's been times in history
there's been
times in history where a professional football team has had an incredible quarterback, and that quarterback has gone down or gone out with an injury, and a backup has come in, and the team has still seen great success. Okay, that's happened.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, the backup quarterback is there to make sure that the team does not go directly to hell for the few games that the quarterback is going to miss before he gets back into the game. So, like, look at it from a football standpoint. Riz is the quarterback. Let's say I'm the running back, okay? Now the quarterback is gone. Now me as the running back has to all of a sudden learn all the plays and learn how to run everything and learn how to do all that and then now play quarterback. And then Jeff has to shift from wide receiver to running back. And now Moon has to shift from tight end to wide receiver. And King Scott has to go from kicker to tight end.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going to be from water boy to team manager.
No, absolutely not. You're way more important than that.
Thank you.
So you know what I'm saying? So it's all difficult. And everybody has to make these adjustments. And Twitter warrior, you know, Joey.
Yeah.
Doesn't see that.
Yeah, that not Riz guy on vacation. I swear his account is the meanest.
Some guy,
I swear it's not Riz on vacation.
Some guy sent us a mic drop where he said the F word 900 times, said that we suck 900 times, told you to stop doing some silly cartoon voice, told me to stop doing everything and just press the buttons on the rewinds. And normally, I don't say anything. Normally, I just sit here and I'll complain to you, or maybe even I'll go on here and you know, complain a little bit. I actually emailed this person back. And I guess you could say it was a weak moment, but here is what I said.
Oh no.
Here is what I replied back.
You fed into it.
No, here's what I replied back. I said, "Sorry that the free entertainment that we provided for you was not good enough. If there was only something else that could entertain you, such as other radio stations or even an iPod or sitting in silence to listen to your own thoughts. Regardless, Riz will be back on Monday. Until then, just find another form of entertainment for the next few days. Your mic drop, as rude as it was, does nothing. Thanks for listening, and again, apologies that your life is going so well that one guy not being on the show ruins your day like this. You must be fun at parties."
Oh, man. It was kind of not, it was me not mean. That was nice.
I didn't want to be rude. Yeah. I didn't want to completely beat this guy down, but at the same time, he's an asshole.
I always wonder, too, you know, like we did the whole segment about people that are now turning, they're becoming alcoholics because of working from home. I have a feeling this fella is probably a swell guy, you know, but he's just having a good 9 o'clock hour at work.
Yeah, and having a great time.
Already finished a bottle or so.
Having a great time. Yeah. I don't know. I'm done complaining about it, but it's something that really bothers me.
If this means anything to you, listen up. No, I want to say,
Jesus,
I thought you did an exceptional job running X. I know, like, honestly, like, how tough that is.
Dude,
rewinds
are
tough.
8,000 buttons.
There's a few things that we all forget, is that this board is used every single day by Riz. Every once in a great while, one of us gets the hop behind it and has to do it. And it is second nature somewhat, but there's still a lot of things you forget.
There's 8,000 buttons. And there's 15,000 mics you got to turn on now.
You forget about things.
Everybody's in different places, studios.
You did a great job. Like,
thanks,
honestly,
man. I appreciate that. I really do. Hey, do you want to hear about my balls?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I want to talk to you about them real quick.
All right.
My balls every day say thank you.
Yeah. This will be very long.
Hey. Now, I'll tell you why my balls say thank you every day, and that's because I've been using the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. And it's crazy. to think about this, they spent 18 months over there on Manscaped coming up with just a trimmer for your balls. And I say just a trimmer for your balls because that's probably what you have been using. But now you can use the Lawnmower 3.0. And when I tell you it's premium, I mean premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes. It's water resistant. You can groom in the shower. It's got the LED light that illuminates grooming areas, so it will tell you exactly where you are going to be trimming. The motor is absolutely amazing, and it's got this quiet stroke technology, which sounds sexy as can be. It's got a charging stand, so there's no cords. It's absolutely amazing. If you are walking around with hairy balls, you're crazy. Trim that junk of yours right now. And here's what's awesome. You get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code WORST20.
So cool.
WORST20 at manscaped.com, and you get free shipping and 20% off, which is absolutely awesome. So go there right now, manscaped.com, and trust me, your balls, they will thank you.
You're listening to Worst of the Week podcast with Patrico and King Scott. It's the worst.
So, this makes me laugh every time because that's my kids.
Yep.
You know what? I can't wait for this quarantine to be over and like the lockdown, and I want everything to be open again. Obviously, I want people, I want the virus to be gone before all this happens. But I want everything to be open because on the weekends that I do have my kids, there is not a goddamn thing to do.
Dang. So there's, I guess like the magic house is probably closed, huh?
Dude, all that stuff is closed because they don't want a mass amount of people there. And all the places where you would take kids, massive amount of people. And I apologize. A bunch of people just probably turned off because I said GD. Let me apologize about that. I'm sorry for saying GD.
I'll remind him. Anytime he says it, pray for him.
Say an extra prayer.
Don't be offended. Just pray for him.
Say an extra prayer for me, okay? Man, it's like, and especially now when it's 9,000 degrees outside, it's tough to be like, hey, let's go play on the playground. My son's like, the sun is, it's hot. The slide is 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, the sad thing is he'll never know the metal slides, right? Because they don't have those anymore.
No, these are plastic, but still just as hot almost.
Those metal ones, man, he'll never know how you can melt your Umbros just in one slide.
Absolutely brutal. So we've been doing these like song picks that we've been doing on this podcast, mm-hmm. also on the big show, and we kind of did like a modified version of it this week. Somebody actually sent me a text. This is one of my buddies, and this is a great, I alluded to it a couple times, like what song plays in King Scott's head all the time? Mm-hmm. What would you pick for that? What song would you pick for a song that plays in King Scott's head all the time? For some reason, I say Glen Campbell. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Yes. I mean, but it kind of just goes to... It's like anyone else, like whatever silly, catchy song hit your brain that day, you know,
so
kind of
right
gets in
now,
there.
Right now, at this very moment, if there was a song that from right now until whenever would be constantly playing in your head, what would it be?
Well, technically right now it's Run. I still have the Foo Fighters song in my head.
Yeah, because we just played it. That was your choice today.
But it was also Sunflower, because I forgot.
By Post Malone?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that. I think it was Sunflower. I'm trying to figure out what that. One of the songs we played today, I won't say because I want to offend any groups or Post Malone, but his song sounds very similar to one of those songs. At least I think it does in my brain, so I'm going to listen to it and be like, did Post get influenced heavily from this song?
Well, you got to let me know what song it is because then I'll try and mash it up.
Oh, yeah, it's a good call. It'll be a good mashup no matter what.
Also, by the way, there is a new Flutown Wilson song that got posted yesterday on the Spotify and on Apple Music, so... You can go download it, buy it, do whatever you want. It'd be fantastic. I thought about this the other day, too. I want you, when you have a chance, to record and send me a guitar track.
Okay.
And I will Futon Wilson it.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So you record a guitar track, send it to me, and we use the same program to record stuff.
Yeah.
So just record it, send it to me, and I will Futon Wilson it up, and it will be Futon Wilson featuring King Scott.
That's awesome.
Or whatever the hell name you want to go by.
Okay.
So, and then we'll put it up there and people can download it. Hell, maybe it might even be the next worst of the week, or it might be the worst of the week theme song.
Dude, that'd be
fun. We've been talking about changing it up for a while now. Maybe that will be the new worst of the week theme song. So work on doing that.
Okay.
Also, don't forget, within the next couple of weeks here, I want you to come in and do an original.
Yes.
People have been asking for it, and I want that.
I'll deliver.
Next week, we will have Donnie Fandango return with the Week in Rage.
Yay.
That will be on, so make sure that you guys are sending in your rage. Wow, at 1057thepoint.com. You could just, even if it's short and sweet. Like, somebody said to me when I was out, they go, hey, man, I just want to let you know, I had a rage, but, like, I listened to them, and they're all long, and mine was just real quick, and that's perfect.
Those are the best ones.
That's perfect, because there are times where I need a little bit of that buffer of a real quick, short one, like, hey, Jimmy from work, you smell like cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I need those quick ones just to kind of give us a break so Donnie can take a little bit of a breather.
And my personal favorites are ones where it sounds like it's going to be, you know, about some terrible thing with a love or whatever's going on. You know, they're mad at someone's doing something wrong, and then it ends up being, you know, like a slow car driver or COVID-19 or whatever. Yeah. I love the surprise endings. Oh, so if you could write the surprise endings, please send them over.
There was one where, and I can't remember the exact details, but it was a long email about how he thought that this was the one, and he thought that it was going to be a relationship that lasted forever. And he went on to all the amazing things that she provided him, and then went on to how she turned his back on him, and then he goes, and that's why I'll never get another cat. And that just got me the right way, because he wrote it like it was 100% a letter about a woman that he fell in love with, and it ended up being about a cat.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's the kind of stuff
genius.
I really, really love on a rage.
Absolutely genius. So, yeah, please send in your rage. We want to make sure we get that going again. We've got a couple that are ready to go, but I want to really come out the gates next week and really absolutely bring it. Okay, I got to ask you, and especially because it's happening right now, what the hell did one of the salespeople drop off to you today?
It's a very big surprise.
Okay, so it's a surprise we can't talk about.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, but
okay.
It will be in King Scott Cook's video with Dierbergs.
Gotcha.
And it's an outfit I'll be wearing.
It looks amazing. I saw them drop that off, and I'm like, what in the sweet baby hell is this?
It's legit, man. It's awesome.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is absolutely
I'm
going to
look very nice.
You are going to look very nice. And yeah. The weirdest thing is I don't think this is going to be very far off from what you would normally wear.
I think you're correct. Yeah.
Like, I honestly think that this is something that you could probably pull off.
Yeah. In the video, we're about to drop, I think maybe next week or week after that. It's another one where I'm dressed to the nines and I look so classy, man.
Yeah.
I just look so great in it.
Fantastic.
And I'm very excited for this. It's a destination filming as well, so it's very fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm excited for this next one.
All right. So we did this with Michelle Smallman and it worked and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we want to do it next with?
Ooh.
Where we don't tell them. We just tell you guys to tell them that they're going to be on the podcast. Who do we want to do it with?
I think Brad Thompson, right?
Ooh, man. I don't know if he's going to be in the building that early, though.
Oh, you're right. He comes in pretty late.
And do we really want somebody from the Fast Lane on right now?
I don't know.
Or do we want to wait till that feud kind of calms down a little bit?
I mean, he threw some eggs at you. That's why I want to hear.
Destroyed me.
I want to hear
he
him talk about that.
All right, well, here's the deal. That'll be, if you guys want to tweet at Brad Thompson and tell him that you're going to enjoy him on the Worst of the Week podcast next Friday, do that.
Yeah, then like I would say like eighth or ninth best option is Mason or Remy. Either one of them would be awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One of the fellows from Mason and Remy on the country station.
Because they're rad. They're great guys.
Yeah, they're fantastic guys. Let's tweet at them. So step number one is Brad Thompson.
Yeah.
Brad Thompson. And you could even include it in the same tweet just to really confuse people. Say, wow, Brad Thompson, super excited to hear you on Riz Wow next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that same exact tweet, you could say, if not Brad, then Mason and Remy, we really look forward to hearing you.
Yes.
So tweet them that, and we'll get one of those, hopefully, on the show next week. I think that would be a whole lot of fun.
I think
that would
be
great.
Yes.
All right, so Scott, give the details one more time for your gig on Saturday because I'm out. I'm done.
Alrighty, me too. Tomorrow I'm going to be putting giant hot dogs in my face over at Big Richards there from 11 to noon.
Jesus, man.
And I can't wait. You guys got to swing by. We'll be giving away some point goodies. But again, it's from 11 to noon, it's just a couple blocks down from Lindenwood College there next to Ruma's Deli. So it's really easy to get to right off the highway. Swing on by, and we'll see you then. Saturday, Sunday, if you can't make it for that, go Saturday, Sunday. You get the buy one dog, get one half off. So it's a great deal.
Fantastic. And if you need the details on that, 1057thepoint.com, mm-hmm. you can go to the events page. Also, I know as of Friday at 9:30, there were still 4 spots remaining for the blood drive Monday at Foley Dental Group. Those will probably be gone by the time you were listening to this, but it's worth a shot to go online to see if it's available to not only donate to help the community, but also pick up one of those limited edition King Scott
collector's
designed
item.
Blood drive t-shirts.
That's a collector's item. It's worth
it
a lot of money.
It is a collector's item, yes.
That's museum piece right there. So get
museum piece. Apparently, they're taking them out of museums and they're putting them in museums. That's what you just said.
So, yeah, grab that. It's going to change your life forever with the financial situation when you sell it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That sounds like that's not what's going
what?
To happen.
That's my drawing.
But go and donate blood, and also go and make sure that you are helping the community by going to Foley Dental Group. So with that, goodbye. Have a good rest of your weekend. We will have the full podcast ready to go back at it next to Friday. It'll be posted. Until then, enjoy your weekend and the full live show back on Monday morning. You can follow the show, Rizz Show, R-I-Z-Z Show. Follow this podcast, R-I-Z-Z Wow. Make sure you tweet Brad Thompson and Mason
yes,
and Remy.
Please.
Tell them all everybody, but everybody's going to be on the show next week.
That'd be a great show.
Also, follow King Scott Rules on the socials. I'm at Patrico1057. Anything else?
Make sure to also go check out all the King Scott Cooks videos.
Yes.
It's got some great ideas and recipes, all the good stuff. But go to youtube.com/Deerbergs Markets to see all those, the whole series. And they just get better and better.
They do get better yeah. and better.
And gooder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for next week's Headline Goo, man. You're killing it lately.
Thank you. Today yep. was wonderful.
Today was definitely a day.
It was.
And it's Friday.
I can't wait. Nap time.
Goodbye.
Big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.